CCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. COVID vaccines were already available to people over the age of 16. Federal health officials now say the Pfizer shots are safe and effective for kids as young as 12. So are you planning on getting your eligible children vaccinated, and how should you prepare them for their appointments? Here to share some insight is Dr. Stefan Friedrichsdorf. He is professor of pediatrics at UCSF and medical director of the Center of Pain Medicine, Palliative Care, and Integrative Medicine at the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals. Dr. Friedrichsdorf, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for having me on your show. I'm very excited. And as a father of three children, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 15-year-old, I'm super excited that finally the Pfizer vaccine is approved for kids in this age group. And we are hopefully getting an appointment within the next 24 hours.
Throughout the pandemic, especially when we have been discussing opening schools, for example, we've often talked about how children are actually less at risk from COVID. So why is it important to expand these vaccinations to a younger age group?
That's, of course, a super important question. And of course, most people who got affected in the United States were adults. Till this moment, more than 580,000 people have died to COVID. And that, of course, is a huge number. But there were 300 children among them. And so these are 300 children, 600 parents, 1,200 grandparents, many, many, many friends and classmates who will not be able to celebrate 4th of July with these kids who unfortunately died due to COVID. So it is important to vaccinate the children for their own sake. But it's also important to vaccinate them because those kids, teenagers, and young adults are at risk of infecting others. They may infect people who got an organ transplant down the street and who can't get vaccinated. They may infect friends who had a cancer disease or another immunologic disease, so they cannot get vaccinated. So in order to protect yourself, but also to protect everyone around us, we all need to get vaccinated.
And some kids, and indeed some adults, might just be a little scared of needles. You've done extensive work in this area of fear of vaccinations. How widespread is that fear?
It's surprisingly common. So more than one out of four adults in the United States has a significant fear of needles. And that causes huge problems because those people may not choose to go to the doctor. Those people may choose not to get vaccinated. In my professional career, I already have taken care of five children who died of the measles. So we have many, many kids who are dying of preventable conditions such as measles, such as rubella, such as the flu, such as COVID. And we can save them. We can protect them by doing this. And we found that that needle fear is among the main reasons why children do not receive immunizations in our country.
Do you know where this fear is coming from?
So when we ask them and we ask, like, why are you afraid of needles? Most of us, like myself, have a story to tell. In my case, I was a 9-year-old who was alone in the emergency room of a hospital. I was being held down by two surgeons who were operating on my finger. I was screaming at the top of my lungs. There was so much panic and anxiety and pain. And I remember the one doctor asking the other doctor, do you think he can feel any pain? And the other doctor said, no, he cannot. I still remember this to this moment. And many of us have stories like this because this was when kids were being held down. We now know never, ever to hold down children, but this is just the way we did things in medicine.
So now we know not to hold down children. What else can parents do to better prepare their kids?
So now, as hopefully all of your listeners and viewers are going to get ready for the vaccinations, there are four simple steps you can do to prevent pain and anxiety caused by vaccinations. And if you do all those four things, I promise you that you either will not have any pain, or at least we will decrease it significantly to the point that you will not be afraid the next time. And here are the four steps. Step one, you want to get some numbing cream. So you can just go to your drugstore, to your pharmacy, or order it online, over-the-counter 4% lidocaine cream. The 4% lidocaine cream is something which can simply be applied about 30 minutes prior to the vaccination. It can take on longer, it doesn't matter, but it should be at least 30 minutes. And if kids are younger, older than 1 year old, you apply it on the upper part of the upper arm. If they're younger than 1 year old, you put it on their leg, and you can ask your pediatrician or your clinician where to put this cream. And this actually significantly decreases then the pain caused by the needle getting into the skin. Step two, you really want to make sure, as we just talked about, that children are sitting upright. Never, under any circumstances, should you ever, ever hold down a child for a vaccination. Now, I know that I was trained like this. Many clinicians were trained like this. Even up to now, they were falsely told that the safest and best way is to just hold them down and put the needle in. We now do know that this is absolutely, completely, utterly nonsense, and it's wrong, and it's bad medicine. And of course, it means that we have to rechange the system we're doing this. And more hospitals, more and more clinics are now implementing this so that you can offer children to sit on your lap and you're comfortably holding them rather than holding them down. Step three is to really use age-appropriate distraction. So for smaller kids, this might be an LED changing pattern spinner wand or blowing bubbles or pinwheels. Use an iSpy book or any picture book. For older children, it's often their phone. Having an app or being interactive with a phone really very much distracts them. And it's really helpful to not say to them, oh, I'm so sorry, or it will be over soon, because that actually makes it worse. You really want to use humor and distraction while the needle poke is happening. And lastly, step four, it depends whether you have an older child or younger child. For older children, so the 12 to 15-year-olds, which we are now talking about, you really want to create a positive memory. So right after the vaccination, it's really important to praise them and tell them how well they did. And even like a day later, a week later, just remind them how well they did. And even if they're for a very short time might have been bothered, you can just say like, do you remember how it only bothered you for a very short time and how well you did afterwards?
Some important tips there, and perhaps of use to some older adults as well who might be a little scared of needles. Dr. Friedrichsdorf, thank you very much for joining us today.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much, Kathy, for having me on your show.
That was Dr. Stefan Friedrichsdorf, professor of pediatrics at UCSF and medical director of the Center of Pain Medicine, Palliative Care, and Integrative Medicine at the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thanks very much for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 at AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.